Well, as you know, it's Celebrate Recovery Sunday. I'm going to ask Tim Sims to come and join me up here. And I'm going to ask for you to turn in your word to Ephesians chapter 2. When Tim and I met and kind of started talking a little bit about what this could look like, our hope was that you would get to hear the story about Celebrate Recovery, as well as also sharing Tim's story and what that looks like in the unity of both of those. First of all, Tim, kind of just introduce yourself and what you do for Celebrate Recovery. What does that look like?
Well, first off, I'm a little confused. Because you said you wanted to do a one-on-one, but this is like one in 260.
Yeah. Just pretend like they're not there.
And those lights are bright.
That's true.
No fear there. I am the Celebrate Recovery Ministry Leader. And again, like Pastor said, this is our fourth year. We're in week three of it, so we're pretty excited about this year. And so pretty much I oversee the whole ministry, along with our co-leaders. If you want to raise your hand, let everybody know who you are. And what was the question?
You did good. That was right. You're good. You're good. But, you know, we use this word around here. We say CR. Right, and some of us that are kind of in the know, we know that CR stands for Celebrate Recovery. But what does that mean? Give me an idea. What is Celebrate Recovery, and why do we offer it here at Trinity?
Well, Celebrate Recovery is an awesome ministry. You know, it's a place that we can work on our hurts, habits, and hang-ups. That's the way it's defined by Celebrate Recovery. It's an opportunity to, you know, it's based out of the eight Beatitudes of the Bible. So it's a place that we can come and learn about grace. We can learn about forgiveness. We can work on things that are kind of keeping us hostage. You know, I think there is this misinterpretation or misimpression that it has to do with chemical dependency or drugs and alcohol. But I'm here to tell you that's not the case. Okay, and I know most of you know, well, that's, how could that be? He's a recovering alcoholic. Well, you know, the good news is I got AA, you know, that helps me with that. But I come to Celebrate Recovery to work on life.
Amen.
And, you know, prior to the alcohol in my life, the issues were already there. You know, self-esteem, abandonment issues, you know, pain, suffering, relationship. You know, I pretty much didn't know how to deal with life in general. So Celebrate Recovery was an option, an opportunity to come in. And one, we get to worship God.
Right? Mm-hmm. Amen. Yeah. Amen. I know. I think I wore them out already. I'm sorry.
You know, you get to worship God. You get to work on, like I said, things that are keeping you hostage. You know, bitterness, resentment, forgiveness. Financial, you know, eating disorders, gambling, relationships, you know, just pretty much life in general. I mean, who here doesn't have some kind of hurt?
Right.
Come on, because we're in a place of worship. Don't lie to me.
That's right. That's right. It goes back to that authenticity conversation, doesn't it?
Right.
You know, and it's not, I believe that God put that on us this morning to talk about that authentic community, because really Celebrate Recovery is an extension of what should be an authentic community. It's a place where we can come and we can, as you say, kind of, you know, deal with life. And, you know, one of the things, the questions I had was, who is it for? But I feel like you've already answered that. It's for everyone.
Right.
There's not one particular person in here that wouldn't benefit from what Celebrate Recovery offers. And, you know, the interesting thing is, and one of the things that we've talked about with the Celebrate Recovery team is that in a lot of ways, if there was, I think, this unintentional communication that Celebrate Recovery wasn't for the people of Trinity. That it was an outreach opportunity. It was for us to be able to get people from the community connected into Trinity. And we kind of lost maybe the vision a little bit of what that might might look like for us as the Trinity community. And so if we can restore that broken communication, I'd like to communicate to you that Celebrate Recovery is an outreach opportunity. In fact, I meet with people all the time that are brand new to CR, and they come on Friday nights, and it's their first time ever stepping in the doors, sometimes of church, sometimes Trinity. And a lot of times, what do they say? How did you hear about Trinity? Oh, well, I was driving by and I saw the banners. I saw the signs, you know. And so it is an outreach opportunity. But the other part of that, too, is that it's not just for outreach. It's also for us, a community. It's for us to be able to recognize that there is a ministry in place that can help you with life's hurts, habits, and hang-ups. And I think that's powerful. I mean, you know, that's something that we've prayed for years, that people in our own community would see, wow, this is really kind of awesome that there is something intentional for us here. So let me talk about you, Tim. How has Celebrate Recovery personally helped you in your story? I mean, you say, you know, I go to AA to deal with, you know, alcoholism, but I also go to Celebrate Recovery to deal with life. So how has that helped you personally?
Well, it's taught me grace.
Amen.
It's taught me forgiveness. It's taught me, you know, how when lemons are still thrown at me in life, that I have a safety net. I have a place that's secure. That when you walk in the doors, nobody judges you. Nobody criticizes you. You know, we love you for who you are when you step in the door, wherever you are in your journey.
Right.
And that kind of just... you know, goes with my own brokenness that, you know, when I accepted Christ.
Right.
And, you know, it all started in this church, and that acceptance of Christ happened in a Harley-Davidson pickup truck out in the parking lot of this church with Pastor Harlan. And that acceptance of Christ, you know, started the journey. But it didn't mean all my problems and my troubles went away. But once I'd done that and realized the magnitude of accepting him into my heart, it was the journey that started to transform my life. You know, I was hopeless. I was spiritually bankrupt. I didn't think there was any way, any direction to go up. I thought my direction was to go down. And... you know, being a father of four children, you think you really understand unconditional love. And however, what that meant to me was feeling that from God when I came walking in the door and I was broken and I was hurting and I was hopeless and thinking, you know, there's nothing left of this life. What am I here for? But his unconditional love,
amen,
stood there at the door with his arms wide open.
Amen.
And he says, I've been waiting. And he accepted me for who I was, where I was at in my walk, and forgave me for my past.
Amen. Yeah, and we go to Ephesians 2. It's really kind of amazing. It says, as for you, you were dead in your transgressions and sins in which you used to live when you followed the ways of the world. And for the ruler of the kingdom of the air, the spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient. And Tim, just you've kind of shared a little bit with us that there are things that you've recognized in your life that you were really kind of dead in your transgressions and sins. Like you recognize after that moment, and I love the fact that happened in the back of the parking lot in Pastor Harlan's Harley-Davidson pickup truck. He led you to Christ in the parking lot.
Right.
I mean, that's awesome. That's awesome. Because then at that point, you had still never had stepped foot in Trinity. Or maybe you had, but the next time you did... you understood what that meant moving forward. It was, you know, so help us understand maybe that kind of death to life kind of transition that happened for you. I mean, the sins of your past and, you know, all that stuff.
All that stuff?
Well, I mean, maybe not all that stuff.
You know, and I don't think I ever got the concept of what actual sin was. You know, and not having God in my life, it was, you know, I took it for granted. And, you know, it's like Moses walking the desert. You know, I mean, I walked aimlessly for 37 years.
Wow.
You know, without Christ in my heart and making poor decisions, you know, not living a God-directed life, and it was a life of chaos. It was a life of madness. It was failed marriages and divorces. You know, I mean, multiple times, and it was just a path of wreckage. That you know, I got to the point where how could anybody ever forgive me for this?
Right.
You know, I'm a mess.
Right. Yeah, and you've experienced that hopelessness, like you talked about, that I am hopeless. There is nothing can restore this. But you experienced restoration. So as we continue in the scripture, it says, all of us who have lived among them at one time, gratifying the cravings of our sinful nature and following its desires and thoughts. Like the rest, we were by nature objects of wrath. Right? But here we go. Verse 4. But.
Say it again.
But. Exactly. You know, I used to say to my students when we would read, you know, in the scripture, I like big buts in here, you know.
Sir Mixapastor.
See, they already knew what I was referring to when I would, you know, to say that. But this is really key information for us. When we look at verse 4, it says, but because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ, even when we were dead in transgressions. It is by grace that you have been saved.
Amen.
And so what did that look like? Like, what did that journey look like? Recognizing that that change that happened to you because of his great love for us, his mercy.
Well, I could definitely see that throughout my chaotic life and that his hands was in it at all times. Luckily, I have two failed suicide attempts that, you know, by the grace of God,
amen,
I'm here, and you know, I really understand that I'm here for a reason today.
That's right.
And that you know, I went through those trials and tribulations so I could be the light for him, to share my story, to share my testimony, to share my pain.
Right.
And I'm telling you, there's a lot of pain. But by the grace of God, I can sit here today and know that that's my past.
Right. That's right.
And that's where Celebrate Recovery comes in.
Yeah.
You know, because we're able to talk about forgiveness and resentments and our past and get healing from it, you know, and to live in the joy that our hurts and our habits and our hang-ups and our pain is what defines us as we move forward with God. It doesn't hold us back. It moves us forward.
Right.
I love what Malcolm said, you know, months ago. You know, when he was sitting in the hospital and he was, you know, trouble after trouble after trouble, and he was going, you know what, that's okay. Because whatever he has for me right now, whatever I'm going through, I can't wait to see what's on the other side of that hurt.
Right. Amen.
And that just stuck with me for months. And it's just a blessing to know that when I still go through stuff, and trust me, the lemons are still coming, you know, that I can have faith today instead of pity.
Wow.
And move forward in my life and go, you know, I got this, because not only do I have a armor of prayer and Celebrate Recovery, I've got an armor of prayer in this church.
Amen.
With the pastor, with everybody around. How can I fail?
Right. Right. He that is greater in me is greater than the world. Right? I mean, that's powerful. And we watched a clip at the beginning of the service of a movie that's coming out that features Celebrate Recovery. And it's actually going to be released nationwide in select theaters, but it's going to be in theaters. Can you talk to us a little bit about that? What's going on with that?
It's exciting. Hopefully you got the gist of the clip. But this baseball player, you know, he gets suspended from his team and is required to go back to his hometown which, you know, a lot of his pain and suffering came from, and a lot of his resentments and a lot of his initial issues. And again, I like to portray that, you know, whether no matter what your hurt or habit is, or hang up or addiction, whatever you want to call it, you know, we need to look at what the root of the problem is.
Yeah,
you know, the sin and the addiction and all that is just a symptom of what we're trying to cover up.
Right.
And some of us unfortunately resort to alcohol, like I did. But you know, the movie is just gonna, I think this is an opportunity to put Celebrate Recovery on the map more so. I mean, it's in 170,000 churches across the United States. And I think it's just a, you know, it's going to portray that that yes, he has a problem with alcohol in the story, but it's going to show that you know, there was a woman he left behind. There's issues with his father, struggles with his brother and his family, and the portrayal of it is just going to be more impactful. Of they'll actually show what the setting of a Celebrate Recovery looks like, and how that works, and of course, you don't have to wait for the movie because we have one here on Friday nights at 7 o'clock.
That's
okay?
Right. Come on. Come on, right? And it comes out April 19th.
April 19th.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's showing up here at the Naperville Showplace.
It's going to be at the Show 16, Showplace 16.
Oh, yeah, down on 95th Street.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
And that has potentially to be an incredible opportunity for our church, too. Because we then, when people see this, they're going to be looking for local Celebrate Recoveries. And we're one of only a handful that's in the west suburbs, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And we're one of only, I believe, is it maybe one or two that meets on Friday nights?
Yes.
So one of the other things, too, I think that we definitely wanted to communicate is, we're not just offering Celebrate Recovery as an opportunity, a ministry opportunity for you to be able to be a part of and receive the help that it can offer. And I, to be honest with you, I love being here because, again, it's a community of faith. I mean, it's definitely a community of togetherness. And I love in what the purpose is and where it draws us into, and it's really great. But we're also looking for potentially ministry leaders, people that want to get involved in the ministry to help serve. There's different areas that we need help in because, honestly, we as a Celebrate Recovery team want to see this ministry go to the next level. And in order for that to happen, it takes people and it takes dedication. The amazing thing is, and I'll say this because I know Tim would never say this, but the core team of Celebrate Recovery never misses a Friday night because recovery doesn't take a break. Recovery doesn't take a break, so they don't take a break. So they're here every single Friday night. And my heart sometimes breaks for them because I want to have them have an opportunity to sometimes take a break because everybody in ministry needs that, right? And but I want to tell you that they are committed to this ministry. And if Christmas falls on a Friday, guess what? They're going to be here. And they've already have shown that that's happened multiple times. And so we as a church, we are committed to this ministry because we really believe in the power of helping people to dive deeper into the root causes. I should have said root causes, but my Eastern accent doesn't allow me to say root. But yeah, to get at the now I'm going to say it wrong, to get at the root causes of you know, our hurts, habits, and hang-ups. Well, let's continue to read here, and I'm going to ask the band if they would get prepared as we close our service this morning. It's verse 6, "And God raised us up with Christ and seated us with Him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus, in order that in the coming ages He might show the incomparable riches of His grace, expressed in His kindness to us in Christ Jesus. For it is by grace that you have been saved, through faith. And this, not from yourselves, it is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. For we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do." And Tim, just kind of ending there, you kind of already mentioned the fact that you believe that God has, you're seeing His plan that He had already prepared for you in advance. And you went through a lot of those hurts. You went through a lot of those pains. And you made it under His grace. And you are now here sitting with me, having a conversation with all these people as a new creation. And I just want to say that I am so hopeful for what God wants to do in this ministry, and also what He's already done through your testimony. Because I believe that there are many people here that need to hear your story and know that they're not alone. And also know that there is not just a particular ministry that they can come to receive help for life's hurts, habits, and hang-ups, but they have a person that they can come to.
Absolutely.
And so would you just kind of maybe just share briefly your heart to reach out to this community and to really be a part of the healing process of hurts, habits, and hang-ups?
Hopefully I can do it with this song playing in the background.
Well, and tell me, why is this song so important?
Well, Amazing Grace was my baptism song here, and it was the reality of those chains.
Amen.
The freedom of those chains being released, and and His grace, and you know, my prayer for everyone here is that you know, as I witnessed the White Cross last year and the flags that everybody wrote on and put up there, you know, my prayer is that you know, there's so many people in here that could use Celebrate Recovery. Because it's you don't need to be held hostage. You don't need to stuff this stuff inside of you. You don't need to hang on to this baggage,
right,
this luggage. It's such a freeing life once you give your life fully to Christ and start living a God-centered life that, you know, that you don't allow this stuff to hold you back anymore.
Right.
And if you're looking for inner peace, there's a way.
Amen.
There is a way. And
the truth and the life.
And yes.
That's right.
And all that compiled, it'll just set you free. And
that's right.
And to a
that's
freedom
right.
that, you know, I can sit up here and tell you so many things, but until you experience it, you don't understand.
Right.
So that would be my prayer for everybody here. And we're here every Friday night at 7 o'clock. And you're more than welcome to contact me at any time on the side. You know, Celebrate Recovery is not a place of disgrace. It is a place of grace.
Amen. Amen. That's awesome. Can we show our appreciation to Tim this morning? This is how I'd like to end the service this morning. We're going to actually ask the core team of Celebrate Recovery to come during this song. And I want to also use it as an opportunity to potentially be a catalyst for you who are sitting there this morning. When we talk about my chains are gone and I've been set free, if you this morning want to experience that freedom that can only be found in Christ Jesus, I'm going to invite you to come up as well. And we're going to stand now together, and then core team, go ahead and come down. And if during this song, if you just want to say, listen, I need this healing. I want to experience this freedom. I want to know what it means for God to save a wretch like me. Because guess what? The chief of sinners am I. The chief of sinners am I. And so just respond in your heart this morning as he just continues to meet with us where we are and what that looks like for our future. So let's go to him this morning. See our team, if you guys want to come right over here and just kneel down.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. We'll be forever mine.
You are.
You are forever.
Gracious Lord, we have committed to you this morning that as we pray and as we sing and as we worship, Lord, that we know that the only way that our chains will be broken is through your freedom, Lord, through your hand, through your spirit working in us. Lord, I pray for another incredible year of Celebrate Recovery. I lift this team up to you. I pray that you would be guiding them, Lord, directing them, building them up, giving them strength, giving them the words to speak. When more and more people and more brokenness comes through that door, I pray that you use this team to be a tool of healing, Lord. And Lord, I pray that you would be stirring in our hearts maybe what it is for us and what we need to do as a body of believers to maybe tackle life's hurts, habits, and hang-ups. And so, Lord, we are just believing on you for great things and great days. And we thank you for breaking into this service today, because it's about you. It's about you. And now I pray that the Lord will bless you and keep you. I pray that the Lord would make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. I pray that the Lord would turn his face towards you and give you peace. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, amen and amen. You are dismissed.